این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. The supplication, which is the Doyan of Martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, has cited on the day of the feast, on the day of Arafah, mostly consists of things which can be used by people reciting it. This is among great blessings that have come for creatures of God and which everyone can use proportionate to their capacity. There are many who think that have used these blessings, but the fact of the matter is very difficult. That is to say, there are some matters which are easy to verify but difficult to visualize. There are some concepts that men cannot visualize but can verify. The issues related to mystic people are of those kind. It can be verified that He, Allah, is the manifest, but virtualization of this concept is very difficult, except for those who are chosen saints of Allah. In the glorious feast of sacrifice, people were called upon by Prophet Ibrahim to gather around him and around the Messenger of God when he is delegated as prophet and move towards the Wali when there is one. Moving towards him signifies moving towards God. Moving towards him is exactly moving towards Allah. It therefore signifies inviting people towards Allah. However, this is the path and the way of reaching Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and Ashura. In one of his speeches, he said that it is the blood of the master of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that agitates the Muslim nation. He is referring to the importance of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the value of the blood of Imam Hussein. And he said that this is the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which fell on the ground of Karbala, on the land of Karbala. But on the other hand, it has agitated the Muslim nation. It has wakened or shaken the Muslim ummah, that this Muslim ummah who had the guidance from the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but after 50 years of his demise, this Muslim nation or some of them have got ready to kill the grandson of the same prophet who is the master of the paradise. Because about Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan alayhi wa sallam, Prophet has said that Hassan and Hussein, both of them are the masters of the youth of paradise. So what happened that after the 50 years of the demise of the Prophet, some of the Muslims, some who used to call themselves as a Muslim or they were so-called Muslims, they got ready to kill the masters of the heaven. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi. This blood of Imam Hussein is the one that is agitating the Muslim nation. Today, we know that if we want to talk about the truth, we refer to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And whenever we refer to the falsehood, we refer to the Yazid. And this has become a slogan. Hussein gathers us on the day of Arba'een. If you can see that how many people they participate in the walk of Arba'een, just in the remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they all travel from different parts of the world, and they come to the to Najaf, and they walk from Najaf to Karbala. It's 80 kilometers, and they walk, and they don't care about the hardship of the path, but it is all because Imam Hussein has revived the Islam in its true meaning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.